How bad was it? What'd you see?
It was horrendous. The water came flooding in. Within 15 minutes, it was over 2 feet high. I have tons of videos and pictures of after it started coming in when neighbors were running out. I have videos of neighbors trying to get back into their kids after it started to retreat. I had to go across the street and help my neighbor who couldn't get out of her house, get her van up to higher ground and stuff. And I have a child and my dog, obviously, here myself that I was concerned about. And my neighbor downstairs almost got flooded out, and it was horrendous. It was so horrendous. I started a Facebook page for public people to be able to see what we were going through. We had an iceberg that actually came up and blocked the road, and the water in the town had to come down every hour. They spent a couple hours down here last night trying to break that iceberg up and try and get it out of the road and stuff.
And how long have you lived here?
Since November 15th. I lived on the beach before. I've been a resident for probably Hampton for years, and this is the worst I've seen since I moved to the beach back in 2004, I think. I mean, it was just
what made
horrendous.
It so bad this time?
The flooding. The ice and the flooding and the icebergs coming up the road, and everyone's cars were in danger, and nobody could get in or out, and everyone was worried about power and heat and their pipes. It was just really scary. I was running up and down, making sure heaters were going and pipes weren't freezing, and so far we've kept water, so we've been very fortunate. We called the fire department. We talked to them. Everyone in the neighborhood did. They knew we were here, and they were very supportive and very helpful, and the town was just amazing with their reaction to getting the iceberg out. I am very, very grateful to the town. They did a great job taking care of us down here.